everybody, and welcome to God Quest. I'm your host, Miles Young, and we're going to have a great time today. We are talking with Peyton and London Bradford. We are presently in the office of missionary Stephen Jones on the island of Roatan, and we have had an incredible time this week. And one of the highlights is that I've got a chance to be together and spend time with the Bradford. They have been here teaching from Mexico, and so this is a great time. But we're going to talk about what's going on in Rosarito. Peyton and London Bradford are in Rosarito, Mexico, which is about 30 minutes or so south of the border from San Diego. So welcome to God Quest. And incidentally, today is your birthday. So happy birthday. And incidentally, this is the first lady that I have had or interviewed on God Quest. So there's a lot of firsts going on. So we're coming to you live from Roatan, Honduras. So let's talk about Rosarito. Brother Peyton, give me a little background of Rosarito, Mexico.
There's approximately 200,000 people, whereabouts. We're about 15 minutes south of the large city, Tijuana, which maybe you're familiar with.
Which is a big city.
Which is a big city. And so from the border to our house is about 45 minutes. We're 5 minutes from the Bienvenidos a Tijuana.
Okay.
From our church. And so there's a melting pot of cultures. We've met people from Haiti. We've met people from Ukraine. We've met people from Nigeria. It's a melting pot of cultures and languages, and it's an unbelievable place.
So Tijuana is close, as you said, which is roughly, I've heard somewhere 1.5 to 2 million people. And then you add what Rosarito is. It is a ripe harvest.
Absolutely.
Give us a little background of how you got involved with Rosarito and what that looks like. How did you wind up there?
The opportunity came through Brother Rodriguez, who extended the invitation, who was the missionary to Ensenada.
Which is about, an hour?
It's an hour south of where we are.
Okay.
He extended the invitation and said, we've got a group of people that they need a pastor. They're hungry for the things of God. And currently I'm going back and forth, and it's too taxing. Financially, physically, it's becoming too much to do on a weekly basis. And they need a pastor. So he extended the invitation by asking if we liked Mexico. And so, my only experience in Mexico has been positive. And so, I love Mexico. And his next question, his follow-up was, would you like to move here? And I think my response was something of the sorts like, no, I don't think I'm interested.
It wasn't out of left field.
Yeah. And so we began to talk about it. I talked about it with my pastor, my dad. We began to just kind of discuss the possibilities, and it seemed right. It felt good. And so things kind of fell into place, and God began to show direction. And so we've been there since January.
Well, it's a wonderful story, and what a beautiful thing we're seeing unfold. And London is my daughter, so happy birthday, London. As I have had the privilege of being in service a couple of times and then be there with Bible study, I don't think you considered yourself a piano player.
Definitely not.
And like 1 week, life changed. You became piano player, worship leader, pastor's wife, everything new in like 5 minutes at that first 10 o'clock service, the world changed.
Yeah.
So how did you even do that?
With a lot of trepidation, honestly. It's been very trial by fire. I just kind of dropped into it to figure it out. I don't know what I expected going into the mission field music-wise, but I guess I didn't think that I would have to prepare in that particular instance.
You're wishing you had to listen to my call for piano lessons.
I wish I would have paid better attention. But it was one of those things that I wasn't prepared for, but really God has stepped in and met us there. And there have definitely been some very interesting moments and services where I don't know what I'm doing. So, for example, like the first 3 months we were there, I had my sustain pedal plugged into the wrong hole. So we didn't have a sustain pedal because I don't know how to work a piano. So there's been lots of fun things like that. But in spite of my lack of ability, the presence of God has still been there and people are still receiving the Holy Ghost.
One of the things that I have given thought to, and I used to pastor, I started a couple of home missions churches. In the background, you can hear service going on. There's so that we're literally in the field in Pastor Jones's office while Hope Corps is having a challenge service on the other side of that wall. So forgive the intrusion. But in the days of starting the church years ago in Santee, we didn't have musicians, and it was quite a challenge. But I'm watching how people that have giftings in the body of Christ are able to support ministry around the world. For instance, Brother Donnie Bright, put y'all onto some, give me that, because this is revolutionary for church plants.
Yeah, so Donnie Bright and Mike Leon actually, they were one of the first people, or two of the first people I touched.
So Donnie's from New Albany, Bishop Todd Nichols, and Mike's from the Rock Church section.
Yeah, so I reached out to both of them just because I felt like Mike had done some stuff with me before, and had actually been my piano teacher, and he knew my lack of ability. And Donnie is obviously super talented, so I felt like those are two different perspectives of like, hey, how do I do this? And so they both actually talked or gave me two different kind of perspectives, but the exact same type of opportunity. And so they put me on the path of, it's called multi-tracks in English. And there's actually, through moving to Mexico, I found that there's also another thing called Secuencias, and it's their sister company, and it provides, or I use full tracks with all the
background vocals,
all of the stems, all of the instruments, everything, because it's just me kind of clanking around with my, I know my chords.
And I have been there. Okay, I was there. I had the privilege of preaching there. And I sat in amazement. It's like, wait a minute, we're having a real worship service. We've got frontline singers, but it didn't feel fake.
Yeah.
It wasn't like some MIDI punch a button. It felt full. And which is that's the world of young people, right? That's a different world than what I was planting churches in. Brother Peyton, you were the youth pastor in Bakersfield from a great church. What do you see from your ministry as a youth pastor? Probably when you started youth pastoring, you never imagined you were going to be pastoring in Mexico.
Absolutely.
But the call of God is built upon, it's here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. That's the way I see God work.
Yeah.
What would you say to people that are in ministry in some form? They have really no idea what God's going to do in the future, but how did that equip you for what you're doing now?
I think one of the unique things about the kingdom of God is you can't approach any ministry with any kind of long-term expectation. You allow God to just kind of work through whatever you're doing. And so I approached youth pastoring as if it was my full-time job. I tried to do as good as I could with no real expectation of, you know, this is just a stepping stone to something greater.
Yeah.
It was, I'm gonna plug myself in to do this the best that I can. And if something happens and something comes of it, God's gonna have to interrupt what I'm doing and kind of pull me out of where I am and place me somewhere else. And so I think allowing God to put you in a place, you find your vein and work in your vein without expecting there to be a stepping stone where you feel like there is higher availability, where you feel like you can reach a higher ceiling, but allowing God to work through you and in you during those times.
So God is equipping us, even when we don't know it, for what we're going to do next.
Right.
Give us an update on where is the church. You've been there now roughly 6 months or so.
Is actually 6 months.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so give us a stat. Where's the church? What's the health of the church? How many's running? I know there's some things going on that I'm aware of, obviously, but tell the audience.
So we initially began, I can't remember the specific number. It was somewhere between 10 and 15 people. It may have been 12. I can't remember exactly. But last weekend, we had 44 people service on Sundays. This past Friday or Saturday, we had a Bible study with 13 new people that have been baptized in the titles. They understand the revelation. They want to be baptized in a new form. They call it new baptism.
I love it.
And so things are happening.
So this is separate from the church. This is a
correct.
New Bible
this
study.
Is a, this is a new family.
And let me interrupt. They are diving into Bible studies. I've had the privilege of being at a couple of different ones, and they're reaching up into the hillsides up there, out of town towards Tijuana, up in the mountains. And I'm watching from a distance, and it's so cool. One of my favorite things is to pop into the Bible study and then go get tacos. It's over. So it's no place like Baja for food. But it's an exciting thing. So you had 44 Sunday.
Yes,
and this is incredible.
Yeah.
And I know we've kind of been, the last little bit on God Quest, we've been talking about young people and youth ministry and getting involved. Peyton and London are young. They've been involved in youth ministry. They are at a season of life where they are in, I don't want to make it easy as if there's no challenge. That's not what I mean. But there is a raw edge in young people, in young married couples. Y'all don't have a family yet. You don't have a big mortgage payment. You don't have a bunch of unsecured debt. You're in a place where God could just use you.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage you. I'm going to interview some other missionaries while we're here. And Peyton and London are examples of being in a place where when God speaks, you can be like Samuel, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. Yeah. They responded. This wasn't some big 6-month plan. This was like an opportunity comes. God needs somebody. I'm ready to go. Yeah. And it reminds me, a number of years ago, there was another young man who was about 23 or 24 years old, and his name was Stephen Jones.
Yeah.
And there was an opportunity.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a big opportunity yet. It was more a construction opportunity.
Yeah.
But they just jumped. And now we are, however many years later, there has been an incredible thing that has happened.
Right.
So I want to challenge you, if you're watching today, especially young person, before you get tied to life, and before you just get, you know, the Bible says about that soil, it fell in good ground, but the cares of life and the deceitfulness of riches choked it out. Before you allow those things to happen, make a place for the will and kingdom of God. It's your birthday, so I'm going to let you wrap it up. What are your thoughts about that? What we're talking about now, about putting your place in a position, putting your life in a place or position where you can respond.
I think that when you place yourself in a position for God to move, He moves. Is if you show up, God is going to show up for you. And so if you're working and you're being about the Father's business, whether that's running a bus route, whether that's being youth pastor, whether that's working at the church, whether that's cleaning the church.
Yeah, this isn't just for bishop.
No,
right?
it's if you're putting yourself into the work of God, I think that God's going to show up and bless you and open those doors for opportunity. And I think that it's if we continue to wait on being married and having our kids and having our house and having our life together, we've missed our opportunity.
Wow.
And so if now's the time for Peyton and I, this was the opportunity. And if we continue to wait, we've missed it.
Yeah.
So somewhere in your life, there's an opportunity. It may not be going away. It may be going across the street.
Yeah.
It may be plugging into a vision in your local church. It may be about going. Who knows? God is at work in your life. But I want to challenge you. Live your life, especially if you're young. If you're a young married couple, if you're a young college student, or even a high school student, live your life in a way where your head is on a swivel, ready to do the work and will of God. That's what this God Quest is about. It's a wide world of God's wonder out there. Get on the journey with us. Find what God's doing in your life and jump in with both feet. I love you. I'll see you next week on God Quest.